Okay, thank you. Thank you very much for the comments. City Clerk, do we have anyone else on telephone or Zoom or in the chambers for public comment?
I'm checking, sir. Just a moment, please. No one else signed up, sir.
Okay, thank you very much. And we'll go back to item number 9, our work session. We need a motion and a second to go into work session, please.
Move to go into work session.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Gregory, seconded by Councilman Bell. May I have a roll call vote, please?
Mr. Tungo? Just a moment, sir. I think I might have. I apologize for the delay. I am asking him to unmute now.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, I can't unmute earlier.
Mr. Gregory?
Aye.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Mr. Nicholson?
Yes.
Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. On a roll call vote to go into work session, 6 in favor and 0 opposed. We're now in work session, and it's for planning purposes or studying and discussing issues before the council. Our first item is item A, rolling stock plan.
Thank you. So in January of this year, Council has heard from Finance about the concept of fiscal sustainability, revenue projections. Council has even taken action to increase and expand the rainy day fund. Council is also considering the Council budget goals. Planning Department has already presented a draft, the initial draft of the CMMP. And this is all part of the budgeting process for fiscal year 2022. Tonight, Tom will give an overview of the rolling stock plan for FY22 and the out years that will eventually be worked into the CMMP. So with that, Tom, go ahead and take it away.
Thank you, Harold. Mayor and Council, I can't believe it's already been a year since we last reviewed the rolling stock. So with that, let's look at starting at page 16. Okay, I see Escarlin has it up. So up until this year, we've been doing the rolling stock, and then each year we had the proposed replacements, and then we have a five-year look ahead. This is the first year now that we're doing a 10-year look ahead along with the summary. So let me start on the next page then, page 17, please. So the City of Unalaska has a formal written, it's a 7-page rolling stock replacement policy, and it's been in effect since 2008. And it establishes our vehicle maintenance chief as the primary person for making recommendations on rolling stock and equipment replacement. So rolling stock includes all of our trucks and heavy equipment and generators and trailers and everything that can be, that it's either powered by itself or is designed to be pulled behind a piece of equipment. It also includes stationary equipment such as generators, pumps, compressors, and things like that. So we have I think presently we have, I know it says 192, I think it actually might be a little bit more than that, but we have 190 plus pieces of equipment that our six mechanics keep in good condition. So each fiscal year, the vehicle maintenance chief takes a look at the equipment, and based on the condition and the life cycle recommended replacement of it, he makes a decision and a recommendation on which pieces to replace. And he looks at things like a level of reliability, the historical maintenance, repair costs, of course, the current condition, and any other factors that might influence a decision on replacing them. So let's the next page is a summary, but I want to jump to the overview first. So let's go to page 19, please, Escarlin. So this is I included this in the packet just to give you an idea of what I work off or what we work off of down in Public Works. This is a list of all our equipment, and it's always in a state of flux because we have some equipment that's on its way out the door. Some of it's proposed to come in is what you see on there. So as an Excel spreadsheet, this can be sorted on a variety of columns. What you're looking at up there has been sorted under the FY22 replacement priority, which is a column kind of in the middle there. So, and this goes from one all the way through, up to actually over the 192, because there's some vehicles that are scheduled to go on surplus. So, and it's a five-page list, and I really wanted to give you an idea of all the different ways that we track the vehicles and equipment. So, for instance, everything in yellow that you see there, that's what's being proposed to be replaced this year. The items in the white without any cell color, those are all the ones that are proposed new to the fleet. And I'll go in a little bit, we'll go into detail about all those ones in yellow and the ones that are in white. But I just wanted to give you an idea of how we look at this. So we have all the equipments classified under three main categories. There's EQ for equipment, HE for heavy equipment, and then GP for general purpose. General purpose would be like an Explorer, Expedition, little pickup truck, things like that. And heavy equipment would be dozers, graders, the big fire truck, things like that. So we don't just automatically replace equipment when it gets up to the replacement cycle. And let's take a look at, on the left-hand side, about the fifth one in that salmon color. Can you scroll up just a little bit? So just below that purple line, you see where it says BD5? So that's the Roads Division D7 dozer. So if you follow that across under, it's the year of it is a 1989. Based on a equipment or the vehicle replacement policy, it's on a 20-year replacement cycle, which means it would have been replaced in 2009. Well, obviously, we didn't replace in 2009. We still have it because based on the recommendations of the vehicle maintenance chief, the dozer really hasn't had a lot of use. It's still in really good shape. And even though it sits outside, it's made out of heavy steel and has withstood the elements in it. Like I said, it hasn't gotten a lot of use. In fact, it only has 8,716 hours on it. And at 40 hours per week of work, that would be only 4 years of operation. So you can see that's why I have it scheduled for replacement way out in 2029 at this point. I know it's kind of hard to read on that small in the spreadsheet like that. I'll give you another example. If we go up in the yellow, scroll way up there if you would, Escarlin. So the fifth one up in the yellow, LF1, I guess I could use the pointer here. So you can see LF1, which is right here, it's HE for heavy equipment. LDF means it is essentially owned by the landfill. It's a Volvo loader. And it's a 2007 model with an 18-year replacement cycle, which would mean it would be replaced in 2025. But considering that the landfill uses it really hard, really, I mean, every single day, that's that smaller loader that they use inside the baler. They're continuously back and forth and moving things around and pushing, and that little loader gets a huge amount of use. So rather than replacing it in 2025, we're recommending that it get replaced this year. So I gave you those two examples. In some cases, we have to replace the equipment a little bit sooner than the standard established replacement cycle. And in the case of the D7 dozer, we sometimes keep things that are way beyond the replacement cycle time. Let's scroll down to page 23, which is the bottom of the spreadsheet. Let's see, keep going, Escarlin. Okay, could you scroll way to the right? Okay, there you can see the numbers at the bottom of those columns. So that first number, it's 1.2 million. That was under the FY20 column. And that was, that's the 1.2 million is what we actually spent on rolling stock replacement that year. The next number, that's 727,000, that's FY21. That's the actual number that we spent for this fiscal year. And you can see it's a considerable drop from the previous year because that was when COVID hit. We didn't know the financial stability of the city or the country, for that matter. So we really pared back what we would expend on replacement. So if you look at that next number, 1.8 million, that's for fiscal year 22 coming up. That's the proposed amount of expenditure that we have on the proposed for this year. And that represents some of the things that we forego last year, we added to this year. And then going forward, I think those numbers are wrong up there now, because it's the next number shouldn't be 1.9, it's actually 1.37. So what I did was I went through all the subsequent fiscal years, and I have it balanced out. So it's right around $1.3 million each fiscal year. And I can make sure you get an updated spreadsheet. So that's really all I wanted to talk about on the 10-year look ahead. Any questions on that before we get into the FY22 summary? I know there's a lot of data there, so going forward, if you do have any questions, feel free to get a hold of me. So let's go back to page 18, please. So this is a FY22 proposed rolling stock replacement plan. And if we start on the very top, you can see under that vehicle, upper left that is, the vehicle UPD 9826. So that's an existing vehicle driven by public safety. The primary driver is the chief. It's a 4x4 Explorer. It's a 2012 model year with a 7-year replacement cycle on it. The DPS has a 7-year replacement cycle because they're an emergency response vehicle, so they need to be in the highest possible state of readiness. A vehicle like a pickup truck or an Explorer driven by one of the directors, that has a 15-year replacement cycle on it. So the replacement date for this vehicle would have been 2019, and it was, in fact, replaced in last year in FY21. We're just waiting for the new one to arrive. So when the new one does arrive, you'll see where it says, you'll have to scroll a little bit more to the right. So it says transfer old vehicle to, then that would be going to finance. Now if we scroll back all the way to the left again and go to the second line, this is CH7413, which is City Hall. It's primarily driven by finance. It's a red Explorer. It's an 03 model that should have been replaced in 2018. In fact, it will be replaced by the vehicle above it, the UPD 9826. And then the existing one then will become the City Hall floater. Then if you go back to the next line down, way on the left, under vehicle ID, or CH3710, that's City Hall floater. That's that little blue pickup that sits out here. It's a 1996 model to be replaced in 2011. And in fact, it now will be replaced this year with that 7413, which is the vehicle right above it. And then this little blue pickup then will be going to surplus sale, which you can see way to the right-hand side of that spreadsheet. Yeah, that's the pickup there. But on the previous page, page 18, if you scroll a little bit further to the right, you'll see where it says transfer old vehicle to, it says surplus sale. So let me do one more, and I'll show you how to read this spreadsheet. So if you go way back to the left again, the next one in line says new. In fact, the next two say new. And this would be for public safety. One would be a patrol vehicle. It would be new to fleet. So that means that's it's a brand new to the fleet. It's not replacing another vehicle. It's an addition to the fleet. And if you scroll a little bit further to the right, you can see that it's a 4x4 Chevy Tahoe. Now, there's been some discussion about moving from having just a Ford only for the smaller vehicles. We've done some research. We can actually get this identical like-for-like comparing Chevy to Ford. We can get the Chevys a little bit cheaper. And our mechanics have been recommending for the last 2 years to me that we switch over to Chevy. I've been a little bit reluctant because we've kind of been traditionally a Ford, but I started looking into it, and in fact, we've had a lot of Chevys in the fleet over the years. One of our previous Vactor trucks was a Chevrolet or a GMC, and right now we have at least three GMC vehicles in use now between vehicle maintenance and facility maintenance. And then Rhodes has a couple of the dump trucks, actually I think three of the dump trucks are GMC/Volvo. So going to Chevy or GMC is really nothing new. So that's what we're looking at. The next one down is new for public safety. It would be driven primarily for evidence collection, and it would be new to the fleet, which means it's an increase in the overall rolling stock. This is a used vehicle. It's a 2000 Ford van that's presently in the impound. The state has signed this over to public safety, so they'll be able to utilize that for their fleet. So making my way down the entire sheet. If not, we could look at, there's a number of, if you go, please scroll to the right again, Escarlan. Yeah, right there. So you can see under transfer old vehicle two, there's a number of them that are saying transfer to surplus sale, which is what, one? There's nine of them. So let's take a look at those nine vehicles real quickly that we're recommending be replaced. If you could go to page 24, please. So here's that blue pickup that I was going to say people love to hate. I mean, going back to when Narahu was here, he didn't like driving because he had drive it, and he said water was splashing up from the floorboards. And so the mechanics, they found some aluminum, bent it into shape, and put it on the floor pan where the driver's feet go. But anyway, this thing's due to be sent down the road. It served us pretty well. The next one, next page, 25. So this is an old 1992, we call it. It's a 1995 F-250 flatbed. It's two-wheel drive. Replacement date was 2010. And we're recommending that go to surplus sale. It's being replaced. In fact, this was on the list last year to be replaced by it's called a rollback. It's a similar size truck, but it's set up to be able to back up to a junk vehicle, the bed tilts, it goes down to the bed actually goes down to where the front tires are, they hook a cable to it, and they winch it right up. So retrieving cars then would be a one-person operation rather than taking three people and a loader and a semi-truck and trailer to haul it around. So I think replacing this truck is a really good move. Right now, really the only thing we use this truck for is piling old tires on to haul to the landfill. Incidentally, some of you might recognize that truck because it used to belong to the Q-Trag. They used it for the recycling program. Page 26. This is a F-350 flatbed driven by Rhodes. Replacement date was 2018. It's gotten kind of rusty. I mean, it still runs and they still use it, but it's time to be replaced. Page 27. This is an old Volvo dump truck. Should have been replaced in 2014, but it's been a good truck. We've managed to get a few more years of use out of it. We're recommending that go to the surplus. Page 28. So this is our hydro seeder slash mulcher. Its replacement date was 2017 of the 20-year life cycle. One of the main reasons we want to get rid of it is not that it doesn't work, but it needs constant maintenance. It sits outside year-round. We use it maybe twice a year. And every time we have to go to use it, we got to haul it into the shop, and the mechanics have to fix some kind of a seized part or wiring or something. And so we're recommending that we just surplus it and then hire a local contractor, which we've done now in the past couple of years anyway, hire a local contractor to do some seed and mulch when the need arises. Page 29. So this is L4, run by Public Utilities at the landfill. It's an IT28 Cat loader with a replacement date of 09. And so we're looking at replacing that vehicle. Page 30. This is that small landfill loader that I used in one of my examples. Replacement date was 2025, but man, they use this thing hard a lot every single day. So we're recommending that go out for replacement. And that would be replaced with a new one. Page 31. Public utility line crew. It's a crane truck. Replacement date of 06 with a 20-year life cycle. That's served us well. I know the water division uses it once in a while to pull their pumps, and I believe the wastewater sometimes uses it to pull the big pumps out of the transfer stations. And page 32, please. This is a generator, backup generator that the water division of public utility uses for the and. This was intended to be pulled around to the various wells. They have, I'd have to double check, but I'm pretty sure we have 9 locations that this could potentially get used at. But right now it's the only one that water has, but we're looking at surplusing this and getting a new one. Replacement date on that after 20 years was in 2014. And that pretty much summarizes it. Are there any questions?
Do we have any questions for Tom from the council? Is that Dent?
Yeah, Mr. Mayor?
Yeah, Councilman Robinson. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you. I understand that there wasn't as much spent on replacement last year as there was in previous years, but I don't think we need to make up for that this year. I have a serious problem with justifying spending $430,000 on a piston bully that you may use one time a year. I think we really need to really reconsider that and come up with some really good justification, because I'm not in any way in favor at this point in getting something, a toy like that.
May I make a comment on that? So this piston bully, it sounds like a big number. I agree. I think it has a lot of versatile use. So not only would it be utilized for public safety for emergency response both summer and winter, it's very, the tracks, I think they're about almost 30-inch wide tracks. It's a very light vehicle. It's, I think the square foot poundage is less than a human foot, so it's not going to damage the tundra. So this could be utilized as search and rescue in the summer, and because it's so light, it could be utilized in the winter going anywhere. Like this past winter, if there would have been an emergency someplace that was inaccessible during a snowstorm, I mean, it would have been invaluable to rescue a person. The water division frequently has used their two snowmobiles to access Icy Lake. There's a dam up there at the reservoir, and there's an electronically operated valve they need to go up there and operate, sometimes in the winter if things freeze up. So plus the Pyramid Water Plant would be accessible at any time during the winter as well. So this really is a multi-use vehicle for both summer and winter for public safety, search and rescue, as well as the water division. So it's not a single-use vehicle.
That's still not convincing to me.